Now, as I was talking about there, the one of the issues to feeding into, not the only issue, but one of the issues feeding into the review of special needs assistance in schools across the country, which has caused so much consternation over the last week or week and a half, and so is the issue of demographics, and particularly demographic change. And we've seen in this country a sharp fall in the birth rate, which will feed into the number of children, and already is feeding into the number of children that are going into primary schools. An advisory body recently warned that Ireland's population is at risk of what it called a vicious downward cycle due to a declining birth rate. The statement contained in a report by the National Economic and Social Council, which researched recent demographic shifts across the country, and it's calling on the government to begin planning for any negative impacts of the downward cycle before it becomes too difficult to reverse. The report says Ireland's demographic profile is undergoing rapid and profound change as the birth rate falls and the population ages. It means an aging and declining population at the same time puts pressure on society, particularly when it comes to fewer workers and tax revenues that are needed to support investment in infrastructure and services. We'll be on the line to talk about this. Is one of the report's authors, Dr. Gráinne Collins, policy analyst with the NESC. Gráinne, good morning to you, and thanks very much for talking to me in the programme this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me, first of all, what has happened to our birth rate in the last maybe 20 years?
20 years ago, we had a total fertility rate of just under 2. 2.1 is the replacement rate, which you need for a stable population. And it's declined quite rapidly down to 1.5. That's the average woman will have 1.5 children over her life. So that's not high enough to keep the population stable. And it will mean that over time, our population will decline.
Okay, and what are the implications of that for government for planning? And are we seeing that, I suppose, with you know, elements of the SNA situation, the management of resources in our education, for example?
Yeah, 2009 was the year we had the most babies born in the country. It's been declining every year since then, and declining quite fast. So actually 2024 was the peak number of children. So we have fewer children every year from 2 years ago, and we will expect that going forward, fewer and fewer children. So we're seeing that now as children go into schools, into primary schools, we're seeing the numbers are just lower. And it plays out differently in the regions across Dublin, across Ireland. So around Dublin, the number of children are still increasing, but in other areas, they're dropping even more dramatically.
Yeah, and that causes acute problems and acute issues then. So yeah, the other element of it is the ageing population. We will have more older people as well as time goes on.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have, as that decline in birth rates feed in, we'll have fewer workers supporting more older people. So the participation, you know, the number of people working to non-workers will shift. And that's going to make it economically difficult to support. But also the care workforce will be challenged. The number of people available to physically support older and ageing populations will change.
That's your nurses in your hospitals, your doctors, your home helps, your social care workers, your hospital assistants, right across the care. That needs to be planned for too.
Everything from number of cleaners needed to go in and clean houses to caring for people in their own home, preferably, to keep them independent as long as possible, to the very acute end of life care.
Are these shifts, is all this inevitable, or what can be done to try and, I don't know about changing it, but certainly managing it as best as possible?
Well, first of all, the thing to realise is we're not alone in this. This is happening across the world. Africa is the only continent which has a total fertility rate above replacement. And actually, we're doing reasonably well when you look at OECD countries. We're quite a young population. So we have time to put changes into place, which will give us a soft landing. So there's a few things we can do. We can try and support the birth rate so it doesn't fall further. If we can keep it around 1.5 women, by supporting women to combine work and caring for children. If we can save more money, put more money aside for when the pension changes and becomes more expensive, we are going to need more migrants to support our labour force, at least in the short term. Eventually, migrants themselves age, so it's only a short-term measure. We have to increase participation. Already we're seeing quite an increase in people over 65 working. So we have to keep that going. And one of the ways we do that is by trying to ensure that the population is as healthy for as long as possible. And we also have to spread regional development. We're having overdevelopment in some areas and underdevelopment in other areas.
I was going to say that because within our own county, our population has increased and the overall population of the country obviously has increased rapidly enough over the last number of years. But we're seeing in Kerry, Guanya, places in the periphery, whether it's South Kerry, West Kerry, parts of North Kerry, we're seeing a move of the population for economic and other reasons into the centre. The triangle around Tralee, Killorgland and Killarney, people are moving in there. So you're seeing class sizes grow in those areas and then drop in the other areas, which presents challenges for development and keeping places going.
Absolutely. You can see this sort of vicious and virtuous cycle play out in really quite small areas. And it seems to be, from work that the CSO has done, if an area is well linked by transport into where there's economic growth, then it won't decline and it might increase in population. Where areas are cut off and don't have those kind of transport resources are too far away from economic partners, then they are declining. So it's good transport links is one of the key things.
Gwen, you mentioned other areas in other countries. We're seeing stories come out of France. A parliamentary committee last week unveiled a plan to tackle their collapsing birth rate. They're suggesting interest-free home loans and a €250 payment per child. That's the level they're at to try and get babies born effectively. Are we heading down that road, do you think?
Unfortunately, all the evidence shows that pronatalist policies don't work. You cannot reverse the birth rate fall once it's happened. Ceausescu in Romania, he cancelled all abortion and contraception, and he did see a bump in the birth rate, but actually after 2 years, it fell again. So all you can do is you can get women to bring forward the decision to have a child, but you can't reverse that. So it does seem that the countries with more equality policies are doing better. They can slow the birth rate down, and we can support women who want to have children to have children. We have the oldest mothers in Europe. You know, why is that? We need to be looking into that and seeing what support policies we'll have. Is it housing policy? Is it employment policy? I don't think €250 will make the difference needed to support family-friendly working.
Yeah, because you can be extreme as you like. You just won't have that reaction that you need. There's a multitude of factors that go in to the reason why the birth rate is declining. Now, the Irish government are planning, and your report calls for them to make serious plans for this. They have set up a Future Ireland Fund, a sovereign wealth fund, and they mentioned a lot of that is to do with demographic planning. So have they started? Is there more to do, do you think, or where do things go from here?
The Future Ireland Fund is also there in case these windfall taxes that we get from these big tech and pharmaceutical companies leave Ireland. So if we need it for that, we can't have it for demographics as well. So there needs to be much more saving now for future changes. If the tech companies are still here in 20 years, then we can use it for demographics, but we can't use it for both. And thinking so is a bit naive. We really need to think about putting more money away. And now, we've got this window.
When we have the windfall, that we need to save and make hay while the sun shines, so to speak. Gwanya, can I ask you just finally, the implications of the declining birth rate in areas, if it isn't managed properly, it already is having implications for participation, volunteering, sports clubs, yeah, schools, all sorts of things that maybe you would have been in a situation where you would have had maybe four children per family. Now you have two and falling. That's a reality that people are going to have to face, or I suppose people are going to have to plan for.
The other thing you have is you have more people not having any children. So you have more households with no children. And so when those households age, those people age, they don't have descendants to look after them. One of the horrifying things I discovered is there's specialist companies in Japan to go into houses where people have died alone and not been discovered for a long time. They've actually now got companies to do that because they've got such a dramatic fall in the birthright, and that's what we want to avoid. We want intergenerational solidarity. We want to build a society which cares for all of its generations, young, middle-aged and old.
And the planning needs to start now.
Absolutely.
Okay, Gwanya, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about that. It's a very interesting report, and thanks for giving us your reason this morning. There you go. That's Dr. Gwanya O'Connell there, talking about the National Economic and Social Council demographics report, which is released in December. It's looking at the factors that are going in. Dr. Gwanya Collins from the NESC talking about that report. It's available online. If you want to Google it, you can check it out. It's the National Economic and Social Council's report. It researched recent demographic shifts across the country and the implications. And if you're a politician, you're a policy advisor, this is what you need to be planning for, because this it infiltrates every aspect of our lives. The health system, the education system, sporting and culture, the life of an area, population declines internally in places like parts of Kerry, and why it's happening and what we need to plan for, because we've seen in other countries what has happened or what is happening further down the line. We don't want to go down that. We want to try and ameliorate it, manage it as best as possible, and provide for the population that is here and plan for the future. Make sure it can all be paid for and it can all be managed.